Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I think everybody knows what a poison pill is. Are we about ready to swallow one today? Will President Trump really go if this is in the big bill, which is still under wraps? Welcome in, everyone. Apparently, one of the poison pills Democrats have in the text of the bill, the final thing they're voting on today, and then the president will have to decide on the border, which the bill's headed to the Senate first for a vote, is that local mayors will have veto power over whether or not any wall is in their area. That's what Democrats want. Local mayors will have veto power. Now, as far as I understand the law, given the national security implications, given everything else, this is ridiculous. Yet when I put that up on Twitter, that's the one nugget that we're seeing coming out of this, it becomes obvious that we are seeing something that would disrupt the whole process. Could the president really sign that? Yet a lot of people on Twitter, what's the matter? Don't you like democracy? Now, I don't know how many of those mayors. I have suspicions. So let's say Dom Giordano is putting up a, Pennsauken almost did this with the city of Camden. They took down a bridge, if you remember. There was a bridge there. Got into a little bit of disrepair. They just tore it down. So that would mean the mayor of Camden would have veto power whether a wall goes up there. Well, they're going to say no to that. Well, I think any number of mayors along the Rio Grande and other places are going to be with the Democrats or get something from the Democrats. Why are Democrats so crazed to stop this? Because they're for open borders, let's face it, that they would try this tactic of a poison pill. So I'll give you more details as we get them throughout the morning. Fox is starting to break some of them out. I think the president is poised to sign this bill. He apparently called Sean and Lou Dobbs to try to convince them this was the right thing. That's kind of a tell. It'll be interesting to see where they go. I think it passes in the Senate relatively easily and probably in the House. But should the president sign it? 855-839-1210. Now, while all this is going on, we have the very best today at 11 o'clock. We have Greg Jarrett. If you didn't get the Russia hoax when it was out in hardback, it's now out in paperback, just out. We'll break everything down. But the big development is that Scott Pelley, now only on 60 Minutes, interviewed Scott Pelley at the 2012 convention. And boy, that's back in the day where you interviewed one of these anchors and you asked a touchy question. We were both CBS then, too. Oh, man. I can remember what that was like in a tent. We were like a tent-like room. So Scott Pelley gets the first interview with McCabe, one of the worst. And when I see this weasel in this interview, he might be the worst. This is stroke territory here with McCabe. First thing I'm going to play you, the McCabe thing is, from this interview, the cut that they gave us. They were actually before Mueller got appointed in May of that year. McCabe and the others sitting around, what are we going to, well, the title of the book is Threat, Protecting America in the Era of Terror and Trump. And our friend, right around the corner, the 25th Amendment. Now, my sense, maybe like yours, over the years of the 25th Amendment was, all right, thank God they put it in there, part one of it, in case we have a situation like Ronald Reagan shot. Who's in charge? Ronald Reagan in surgery. Remember, for the cancer. Al Haig running around the White House. I'm in charge. I'm in charge. You know, how does that work? George W. Bush, H.W. Bush wasn't there. So I thought that was good. But I failed to see what happens with this, that people like McCabe and the heads of the FBI see this as the slow motion coup bill. So now it comes out, it's true, that McCabe and the others were plotting and thinking, how many people can they get on the cabinet to topple President Trump, to determine it's time to put Pence in? And you can imagine in the country, given how contentious 2016, given how contentious it is now, do these idiots really think that Trump supporters, Trump voters would stand for this? This is just not what the 25th Amendment is all about. I don't care who says it, what alleged constitutional scholars. It's an amendment to get out of jail free card to get rid of Trump. So here's McCabe in this interview that'll be on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, talking about how he was trying to get the Russian case together because they were going to take him out.
I was speaking to the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency, and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia, our most formidable adversary on the world stage.
What?
And that was something that troubled me greatly.
How long was it after that that you decided to start the obstruction of justice and counterintelligence investigations involving the president?
I think the next day I met with the team investigating the Russia cases, and I asked the team to go back and conduct an assessment to determine where are we with these efforts and what steps do we need to take going forward. I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground, and if somebody came in behind me and closed it and tried to walk away from it, they would not be able to do that without creating a record of why they'd made that decision.
Chilling. Chilling that these guys are running the FBI. The fear that people on the left used to have about what do we do? Who watches the watchers? Who has any kind of control over maniacs like this? Now, here's Scott Pelley, though. Here's the money shot. Pelley on CBS this morning, just this morning, summarizing what they did or what they were plotting to do, discussing. Now, I have Ben Carson on at 9:40 this morning with Dr. Carson. And I'm going to ask him how he feels about this. You know, there are a couple of other things with HUD that we'll talk about. Not that I think that Ben Carson was ever contacted. How would you vote, Dr. Ben? Get Trump out of there. Who's next? Can you imagine? Then maybe we don't like Mike Pence. We vote him out. Who's next in line then? Well, we got to get to Nancy Pelosi at some point to be president, right? This is chilling. This is as big as it gets. Now we're getting the gory details. And the people on the morning show with Scott Pelley, they don't seem to be appalled. They don't seem to want to probe this 25th Amendment nonsense and how dangerous this is. Maybe they've seen too many TV shows about the 25th Amendment. Pelley breaking down, yes, it did happen. They're discussing how many people in the cabinet would vote to take Trump out of office.
He's speaking very candidly about his feelings for the president and his impression of the president. Was there anything in the interview that surprised you about what he was saying?
Gail, the most illuminating and surprising thing in the interview to me were these 8 days in May, when all of these things were happening
behind the scenes
that the American people really didn't know about. There were meetings at the Justice Department in which it was discussed whether the vice president and a majority of the cabinet could be brought together to remove the president of the United States under the 25th Amendment. These were the 8 days from Comey's firing to the point that Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel. And the highest levels of American law enforcement were trying to figure out what to do with the president.
Just think about this. Now, if this is not chilling to you, if this isn't exactly when Trump talks about the deep state. By the way, the movie, what is it? Burt Lancaster, Kirk Douglas, 7 days in May. in which you have an American general plotting against the president of the United States. Everybody loved that. Maybe we should do 8 days in May now with McCabe and Comey and the others plotting against overthrowing the president of the United States. Just think about this. Well, Dom, that's what the 25th Amendment is there for. These guys are supposed to be assessing this. That's what people wrote the document. I think it is so past time to come up with removal of the 25th Amendment, rewriting it, and let's get it down to the incapacity part of a president, and let's be more specific, and let's not let weasels like McCabe be able to jump in there and to be plotting to use this in order to get rid of the president of the United States. He's unstable. Why? Why is he unstable? Because he is in opposition to the things that you're engaged in, you and your wife, because he said some unkind words about your wife. I think McCabe says in this interview he called his wife a loser, not to his face in some context. Well, she did lose, even with all the help of Terry McAuliffe and the others. And then McCabe is involved. That's not a conflict of interest, right? All that money that went to his wife's state Senate campaign, when he's in charge, essentially, of the Clinton investigation or non-investigation. All right, there's more, though. Pelley then reveals that Rosenstein offered to wear a wire, that's true.
McCabe, Nora, as you point out, is the very first person involved in these meetings who has come out and spoken publicly.
That there was a discussion underway about removing the president of the United States.
They were counting noses. They were not asking cabinet members whether they would vote for or against removing the president, but they were speculating this person would be with us, that person would not be, and they were counting noses in that effort.
And this was not perceived to be a joke.
This was not perceived to be a joke. Mm-hmm. It was also said at a previous time that the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, offered to wear a wire into the White House to record potentially incriminating conversations with the president. A statement was released after that was never serious, it was sarcastic, etc. McCabe, in our interview, says no. It came up more than once, and it was so serious that he took it to the lawyers at the FBI to discuss it.
Think about that this morning. Wow. This ought to chill everybody. So you either have to believe that this band of people at the top of the FBI and all the stuff we know about them, these are the heroes, these are the patriots to save us from this unstable maniac destroying the country. And they, against all odds, were going to proceed to do that. That's what McCabe would have you believe. McCabe's book, as far as I can tell, and this Pelley interview, is going to be worse than The Sanctimony of Comey. And that's really going somewhere with this guy. This ought to chill everybody. Who the hell is the FBI to have this type of power? Isn't this the fear? Isn't this exactly the fear that thoughtful and responsible people have always had back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover? That this is what it's about. Now, I'm not diminishing the work of those at lower levels, the field levels, the bravery, the stuff the FBI does. I'm talking about what happened here at the top with 8 to 10 people, maybe, the two lovers, Comey, McCabe, and others, that were engaged in this. This ought to just put a button on it, what we've suspected. And I have two great people on today. One, a cabinet member, and the other, Greg Jarrett, the Russia hoax, who's written about guys like this, and this is where Mueller came from, 8 days in May. You can't write this. 7 days in May, if you've never seen it, great film. Crazed general, thinks the president is weak, is outed, the Preakness is involved, wants to overthrow the government of the United States. Well, what would you call it here, 8 days in May, that Scott Pelley kept on talking about with McCabe and others? And I wonder how many, probably the Rex Tillerson guy, he definitely, oh yeah, get Trump out of there, the Secretary of State. He would be one. He would be a suspect one. If I'm sitting in the room saying, oh, we got Rex. Rex is with us. Can you imagine counting noses here? Who was the Secretary of Defense? Mattis? I don't see it. But who knows, given what's come out Maybe they thought they had enough votes or it was pretty close.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.